This is Penis News. Channel Gay Sex.
How is it? Tell us how it is. We're reviewing the candy that was sent to me graciously by some fucking Australian retard. It sent probably $500 AUD.
Okay.
Oldism.
This is called the Violet Crumble.
Tell us about it, Stav.
It's like a Butterfinger looks
Are
like.
Are you getting notes of
It's like an airier Butterfinger.
It's airier. It's
Is it like a honeycomb inside?
There's a honey feeling to it for sure.
There was a box of cereal that came with it too that I ate all of.
I love cereal.
Nutri-Grain. It's their, sort of like their Wheaties, I guess.
Interesting.
It tastes sort of like,
Yeah, I guess it is honeycomb. You know what? I like it. I like it more than a Butterfinger.
I like a honeycomb, personally.
Remember Honeycrisp? Not Honeycrisp. What's the one that...
Who wants to take a hit off the Violet Crumble?
I'll have a little taste.
Honeycombs. Honeycombs is what the Nutri-Grain cereal they said tastes like. But it's their Wheaties.
Hey, man, get your fucking... Your feet are in my area, bro.
The sponsor... Yeah.
You're in a chair now, and now you think you can come into my fucking foot zone?
I've been in a chair for weeks.
Oh, and you're getting a phone call on the fucking show.
Jonah's calling.
Be a professional, dude. I swear to God.
You talk to Jonah?
I don't care.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, my dick's small.
Yeah. Oh, Adam. Here, put him on the phone.
So you put him on the phone, and we'll let him talk for a minute, and then I'll do an impression of him just for the fans. Here, take the wire.
Hurry up, Adam.
You're right. Nick, you gotta get close.
I don't have to do anything.
You reached Jonah's answering machine.
Why didn't he pick up?
Well,
fuck you, that's
why. They know what he sounds like.
You reached.
Yeah.
You reached Jonah's answering.
All right. Well, he called
What if he's
me.
In mortal danger?
Yeah.
If he
yeah,
is,
Adam, I'm stuck inside your ass.
It's too big in here.
Can you unlock your ass?
Can you move the two boulders made out of cum that are blocking the entrance to your ass?
Adam's asshole looks like
one of my best friends.
Coco Mountain from
Open
from Donkey from Mario Kart 64.
Like a mountain,
and there's big. It's all white, and there's big balls of cum.
Yes,
falling.
Sir.
Actually, I guess it looks more like the frappuccino.
The outside is frothing.
The snowy kind of... And it also looks like Rainbow Road on the way in.
On the inside.
Yeah. On account of all the rainbow tattoos. Adam has the word Rainbow Road tattooed around...
In his colon.
And there's... and happy
Pride,
happy Pride and Juneteenth. That's we got a double whammy this year.
Only 9 more days of Pride month.
What do you mean this year? It's every year.
But now it's a federal holiday, Juneteenth. It's also Pride Month varies. It's never the same month.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's always. It's sometimes
it's
May,
in June.
April.
Someone had a.
It's always in June.
No.
Someone had a take about Pride and Juneteenth. Coinciding, I think maybe Tariq did.
What is
nice
it?
About how it was like buck breaking?
I'm sure he did.
Something.
I wanted
to
see his documentary.
His doc
buck breaking.
Yeah, buck breaking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about trying to
rape
feminize black men.
That's
I
fucked
believe.
Up.
I haven't watched the documentary, so I'll reserve judgment until I do.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's very funny that they made Juneteenth a holiday. Because, like, the day that the rest of the slaves were... Because what Juneteenth celebrates is when the slaves in Texas found out they were emancipated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, who knows when slaves were actually... Now you only know Juneteenth. But whatever the right date was, that's just lost.
Yep.
Nobody has no idea when that was. And that's not a holiday.
I think we could probably figure it out by Google.
It'd be like if in 200 years it's like we celebrate October 15th to memorialize when I found out about 9/11.
Right.
And then, but people are like, "But what's 9/11?" You're like, "I have no idea."
You are.
It's some bad day that happened at some point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're never gonna forget.
Yeah, it's weird that because you celebrate Juneteenth because it's the end of something bad happening.
Right.
Whereas all the other days...
9/11, it's the anniversary.
It's the anniversary of something bad happened.
I mean, I guess it was also the last day of 9/11.
Like the 4th of July was the day the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Right.
It's like they don't celebrate the end of the Civil War or the Revolutionary War.
Right. True. Yeah, that's fucking true, bro.
Yeah, that's true as hell. Mm-hmm.
Some other observations I've got.
Let's see.
Your penis is really small?
No.
That's an observation everyone in the world has made?
That's wrong. That's because they're looking through a telescope that has to make it smaller.
No,
it's
so not.
Big.
No, because really
the tip
not.
Is in space. Because they're looking.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
You, how, really out of 10, what do you give it?
I give it a 9.
9? I'll say 7.
Violet
eight.
Crumble.
I say 8. The chocolate is a little too sweet for me. But
so
I
funny.
Like the honeycomb.
It says on the wrapper, Australia's Violet Crumble.
Australia's Violet Crumble.
Yeah. Well, shout out to them.
Yeah. I'd like to violently crumble up some Australian pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Violently?
Juneteenth.
Just go to fucking town on a Australian pussy till it crumbles.
Mm-hmm. Juneteenth. Poonteeth.
Poonteeth.
How about Poonteenth?
Uh-huh.
And it's the first time it's
you
celebrated.
Found out about they
getting
found
pussy.
Out
when I found
getting
out about
pussy.
Yeah about getting pussy.
That's awesome.
When they found out about getting pussy in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't actually get pussy.
Are
they
you saying you can put
it.
Your penis in a no. woman's hole? That it doesn't just produce complaints.
Right.
Yeah.
You can also you can also bust inside of it.
You can bust inside.
Mm-hmm.
You can bust inside
of my fucking pussy.
What else? What do we got in the grab bag of candy there?
Yeah, what other kind of candies?
Might
we
as
got?
Well just try all these candies. This is exactly how I wanted this one to go.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh,
what?
I just wanted to say, by the time this comes out, I will all my tour shit will be announced.
Oh, this tour shit will be announced, and you can check it out at patreon.com/cumtown, where it will be posted.
No, yep, I mean, I guess if you want to post it.
Yeah, we can post
nice.
It there, and that's the only place. If you want to
no,
find out
it's
where,
at stavi.biz.
You got to sign up for patreon.com/cumtown. You get all an extra episode every week.
You can sign up there, too. That's
and
cool.
It's the only way to access.
So we have Cadbury's Caramel Hokey Pokey.
I'm very interested
less
in that.
Reading, more
I'm
wrapper
very
openers.
Interested
caramelized
in that.
White chocolate with honeycomb
I'm
pieces.
Very interested in that. What else? Peppermint crisp. Sounds gay. Wee wee. Cherry Ripe. That's a candy
cherry
named after Adam's
there
asshole.
Should be, there should be. So you know how Juneteenth celebrates like slaves in Texas finding out that slavery ended. There should be another holiday for white people that celebrates when Italian people found out about Juneteenth.
That's true. Ah, come on.
They're like, they got what
they
now?
Get a whole day.
And then we get to enjoy their takes, and then that day celebrates.
Oh, they get a day, but Columbus, they're trying to take it away from us.
Oh, Italian people don't even get a little piece of pussy to pass around.
So I want to say I'm coming to Portland, Seattle, Denver, Minneapolis,
Portland.
San Antonio,
Portland.
Cleveland,
Snortland.
Phoenix, Madison, Detroit,
Penis.
Columbus, Tampa,
mad that he doesn't get
Boston.
To fuck Geisus in.
No,
yeah.
That's not it. And
the
if
boss
you're,
of sucking Dickston.
If you're in New York on 7-1, I guess tomorrow? Or is that? No, next week. I'm doing Pantheon. We'll have friend of the show David Cross on to do stand-up along with Sam Morrell.
Our old pal.
Marie Faustin and Larry Owens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, come please. It's called the Prince of Pleasure Tour. I'm coming to your town, stavi.biz/tour. I would love to
what's
see Santana, you there.
Is it the, I always confuse Bell House and Union.
Bell House.
Bell House is the big one with the chandeliers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the fuck is this one? This one's good.
Yeah.
It's white chocolate and honeycomb. It's good. The Hokey
the
Pokey.
The Cadbury Caramel Hokey Pokey.
I'm going to try the Cherry Ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Cadbury is Cherry Ripe.
You know what this makes me feel like? It's like a hot summer day. Mm-hmm. I'm down on his knees, and I just go, "There you go, bitch!" And I like flop my dick out into on
well,
right
it
onto
makes
his
you think about me.
Right into his mouth.
That's kind of gay of you. Actually.
It is.
No, I'm just saying with the
kind of a gay.
I'm just saying.
Oh, the candy.
How the candy makes me feel.
He's giving an honest review of the candy.
How you doing, bitch?
Right.
I just sort of flop my dick, sort of half hard,
and it's taken care of
onto your tongue.
It's taken care of by the bitch. I agree with that.
I think there's a coconut. There are notes.
I'm gonna give this Cadbury Caramel a 9.5 on the Stavro scale.
Luscious cherries and coconut in gold.
That sounds like absolute dog shit.
Gold rich dark chocolate.
That's right. This one's giving me diabetes.
Yeah.
Already.
All right. I've had too much chocolate.
Shut up.
We'll do the job. We're here to do a fucking job.
Shut the fuck up. Only I can complain about having too much chocolate because I have.
And we have to try the peppermint crisp too, Adam.
My head hurts.
And my,
Adam,
tell
we
you
have to do, we owe it to
I've
the people.
I've had three pieces of chocolate and now I have a headache.
The little fantasy that was happening in my head that I didn't even want, just the candy made me think of it, is going to happen for real. If you don't peel that shit open.
Cherry ripe. Dog shit.
This is about to turn into a fucking permanently scarring nightmare for you via me having sex with your mouth.
Cherry Ripe, I give a 3 out of 10.
Why do you continuously reference you having sex with my mouth?
Yeah, this tastes like children's cough medicine that a child threw up into my
mouth. It's true.
It's not
you know what? I'm gonna drop it down to 2.
Yeah.
The Cherry Ripe.
Peppermint crisp 2.
And only, the Cherry Ripe only gets worse the longer it's in your mouth.
Yes, it does. Kind of like Adam's dick.
Yeah. So, ladies, don't fuck him. If you have to have sex with someone...
Ew.
Peppermint crisp is crap.
Ew.
It reminds me of actually what Stav would eat.
No, it doesn't.
Peppermint,
before a hot
sense,
date. Because you're like, I need my chocolate, but I also need some peppermint. I need to keep my breath fresh.
It's like Mentos for...
This is like a much shittier peppermint patty. This is fucking horrific.
It makes sense. It would be bad because they don't have Christmas in Australia.
Why are all these chocolates
it's true.
Honeycomb-based?
That's absolutely correct.
What are you laughing about?
Sometimes I get myself.
About them not having Christmas?
It makes sense that the peppermint would be bad because they don't have Christmas.
It does.
I didn't know that.
Why is there shards in this?
This thing? Shit sucks. Let me go back to a piece of the caramel milk.
This just tastes like gum.
Yeah. Fuck Australia for that one.
Oh, you know what? Actually, maybe.
No. Dude, come on.
You kind of convince yourself it's sort of like a thin mint.
No, but thin mints are way better.
Yep. This has, it's glass.
Yeah. Fuck that. Shout out to the caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's finest.
Well, I'll tell you, it's certainly better than Mexican chocolate or Mexican candy.
I've never had it.
Yeah, Mexican candy is, I think it's Mexican candy literally qualifies as a hate crime towards mentally retarded people.
Why?
That's how fucking bad of a candy it is.
What are you talking about? Chicle?
What do they got?
Huh?
What kind of candies they got?
It's just all like, it's like a bag of like spice and salt.
No, they have like they have good chocolate there in Mexico.
Sounds like somebody is begging for paper cuts.
Okay, why? Listen.
Sounds like somebody is just...
We're going to open up your feet and the webbing.
I've
We're going to paper cut you.
On a beach for a week.
And welcome back, bitch.
With my gorgeous girlfriend.
Who? What's his name?
No,
Frankie.
It's not. You,
yeah.
It's a
Frankie,
woman.
Frankie DeLonzo.
Frankie De La Penis. Frank,
you know Frankie. Yeah.
I know
Adam, Frankie DeLonzo.
Great for bringing me out to this beach here so I can... show you my quote-unquote pussy.
I've been on a beach. I've been...
Yeah, I'm going to shove my pussy in your ass,
I've
Adam.
I've been waking up. I've been going surfing. I've been in a Mahalo mindset. Nothing that you can say
Back
to me
Back to the
can
grind,
hurt me.
Pussy.
You can't hurt me. I had a little bit of chocolate.
Welcome back to the office.
Mm-hmm. I'm back in the office. It feels
good. Yeah, but
good.
You got to eat as much candy as me and
I brought you
just
guys.
Rapidly.
I brought you guys some delicious Costa Rican coffee.
Rapidly.
From Terrazu, Cafe Arabica, which I believe
now
for
look at
Muslims.
Mr. Speaking Spanish.
Arabica?
Arabica
it's
Muslim
Arabica.
Style.
What? Arabica.
So they stole it from Muslims?
No.
They stole coffee from Muslims?
No, I believe.
Who had coffee first?
Muslims. Muslims did everything first, dude.
They did math first, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Arabic numbers.
Algebra. Mm-hmm. Prince Ali Baba.
The Hammurabi's
awesome
code.
Mm. Hammurabi's also a great name.
Yeah, Hammurabi. What else, folks?
An eye for
Listen,
an eye.
I've had a great week. I saw a lot of wild animals. It was my first time in the tropics.
Prince Ali. Prince Ali Baba.
Who's the pirate? Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Oh, right. I was going to say Ali Baba.
No. Mm-hmm. And they got bitches that belly dance.
That's a different guy.
Were you going to say Alibaba?
I was singing Alibaba.
Get this fucking bullshit out of here.
Yeah, I simply, this. I don't want, I'm disgusted by this. Now that I've eaten most of it.
Yeah.
I don't, it's funny to treat food the same way you treat people.
Yep.
You know, where you eat maybe 98% of it until it's just a disgusting hollow leftover.
So, yep.
And then you said, I'm disgusted.
This is disgusting.
By this. Mm-hmm. Not my actions.
No. Not my choice to eat most of it.
Not do I, yeah. Consume almost
to lead
all.
The food on.
Yeah, right.
Until I consumed it from the inside
I'm
out.
I'm disgusted with this.
The and food is bad.
I'm going to move on to something else. Perhaps Madam Cocaine. Except that I will do all of.
I'm a huggin' horny and I want to get head. Lion King.
Zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom. Suck, suck.
Suck, suck my dick.
Yes,
suck my dick. Oh, suck my dick.
Mazda, Africa. I remember thinking like Mazda was some shit from Africa as
dude.
A kid.
It's an ancient African fucking car company.
Not just, I was like, wait, so you mean to tell me that all of this shit is just from Japan?
Yep.
From the Chinesic countries?
Mm-hmm.
Chinesic?
It's Chinesic.
The Chinesic languages?
Oh, zoom, 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 zoom.
Oh, zoom, zoom, zoom.
I got some head. From six guys.
Right, you know what I would really like to go on by myself, though, and not having to be seated with other people right now?
Where? Man's penis?
A log ride.
A hog ride is actually what you'd like.
You could have just get left at a log ride. No, yeah, if I had a log ride that got me around Brooklyn.
No, I believe I had to change the hog ride.
If I went outside my apartment, there was like a...
I believe it's called a log flume, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Why?
Well, we got Alton Brown over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got fucking. We got.
Yeah, I got some serious eats for you right here, bro.
No, you don't. You got a little. You got a little snack at most.
I got some serious.
You don't have serious eats.
I got some serious.
No, you have whatever that fucking that fat bald guy strange eats or whatever.
Check
the
out motherfucking
Andrew Zimmer.
Check out Andrew Zimmer over here.
When you eat a little bit of fucking dog shit or whatever, Malaysian dog shit.
I believe it's called a flume.
I believe you suck my coom.
Yeah, that's the flume of the loom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, flume, flume, flume. Dude, you guys watch the fucking Olympic qualifiers?
For what?
There's that hot girl that's a good-ass sprinter.
She look good?
She looked awesome. She had, like, orange hair, big-ass nails.
Hold on, I'm imagining her sucking my dick. Right.
Yeah, I did. I was never doing the same.
I don't know. You're describing her. Let me close my eyes.
Yeah.
Is she
and
fast?
Imagining.
She's so fast.
She's the fastest.
Yeah,
I'm
she
imagining
crushed
the
everyone.
Hottest.
She's hot,
I'm
yeah.
imagining her. She's sucking my dick, and then I'm like, oh, come on, Adam, get out of here. What are you doing? you're just all covered in paper cuts, and you're
now
sucking
you're just
my dick.
Fantasizing about having sex.
I'm just
with
telling
me.
You what I'm trying to think about, and somebody rudely.
Yeah,
I'm
you're intruding. It's your fault. He's trying to enjoy a pussy fantasy, and you keep sneaking in there covered in paper cuts.
I'm trying to just eat chocolate and not think about it, just hot summer day slapping my cock out like I'm about to make pretzels. If I just drop just
why
blah.
Is it about a hot summer day?
It's all part. He can't help what's in his mind.
I can't, dude. I'm
it's
too much
vision.
Of an artist. I'm just a vessel for other people's.
Speaking of the Olympics, guys,
for the
guess
collective
what I found
consciousness.
Out is going to be in the Olympics for the first time in Tokyo 2021.
3-on-3
eating
basketball.
Dog.
Nope. Not eating dog.
No, not that either.
I'm taking wild
you
guess.
You took a guess. It's fine.
Karate.
Karate?
Karate is going to be in the Olympics for the first
that's
time.
That's very funny.
So that's awesome.
Because there's already like MMA, like people already watch fighting. And
yeah,
now,
yeah.
Like now the karate is thoroughly understood to be bullshit. Except by karate. I love how like all the people that chose the weird martial art. Like you don't see that much anymore because like all those guys are in their late 40s now.
Yeah.
When UFC became popular and the guys.
Yeah, there are people that are like into Wang Shui. Or
the, yeah, the people do like fucking Tai Bo or whatever. You'd be like, isn't that bullshit? They're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the
try
mind,
me.
Why isn't any of that? Why is it just?
Why has no one ever landed one of your little weird palm punches?
Brazilian wrestling and fucking like Thai, like defending yourself from German sex tourists.
I'm fucking gay.
Yeah.
Oh, also, shouts out to Anderson Silva, who won a boxing match, even though he's old as fuck.
Anyway,
fuck you. Don't anyway that. Anderson Silva's a very important athlete.
He's a legend.
And you know, he kept his penis hard.
The whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
With Blue Chew?
With BlueChew.com.
Oh, by the website.
And then if you look at this, check this out.
I'm checking it out.
I'm now writing down the times.
very nice.
Of India.
Okay, the Times of India.
That's very funny that there's a newspaper called the Times of India. There's a thing called the Times of India. Because in my mind, it's just like a clock and on set of numbers, it just says, call baby girl, call baby girl.
Right.
Give kiss to baby girl.
Give kiss to baby girl.
No, you know, it's kiss.
Watch cricket.
It's smooch pussy past give call to baby girl.
Right.
Those are the Times of India. Yeah. In my mind.
Yes. That's how time works over there.
And you can check. You can set your clock to bluechew.com.
Yes, you can.
Adam, your knees look swollen.
It's called surfer's knee. Actually.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's called sucker's knee.
Yeah, I think it's. it's called they legitimately knee. Do. Your knees look bigger than Stav's knees.
No. Yeah, my knees and his got knees fucked up this
his
week.
Knees are filled with Kirkland brand margarine.
No, they're margarine. Not. They're I don't have margarine in my house.
Pop, so you can see where it was injected.
My
no,
pop up game on the board.
That's from when I fell.
Not where it needs to be, and I bang my knees quite often.
That's where I fell at the John Rura.
You're supposed to just pop up
at
onto
the John
your
feet. Rura fucking. Playground when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Before, you know, remember the playgrounds before they put all that foam and shit? Mm-hmm. When it was just metal and rocks? You remember that?
Yeah. I wasn't allowed on playgrounds.
No, okay, so apparently the Olympic karate
just in
tournament
case it would
is
hurt.
Called...
My parents recognized very early on how good at riffing I was. And so they were like, we have to protect his mind at all costs.
So that's why you wore a helmet your
whole
life?
That's why I had to wear a helmet is because they were like, he's really good at making fun of retards.
Yeah.
At least that's what I told.
Yeah.
That's what I believed. Yeah. I chose to believe. At BlueChew.com, by the way.
At BlueChew.com is where Nick chose to believe.
BlueChew, we're
first.
Trying a different type of, not even ad read, but a different type of marketing, I'd say.
Right.
Which we're not.
Which we won't be marketing.
We're not marketing. It's just sort of a thing. It's sort of like a viral thing. Like, you know, it's like, did they just say BlueChew.com?
What's that?
Well, guess what? We're not going to tell you.
What it is... It's the Cadbury Caramilk of chewable dick tablets.
Yeah. Tablets. Not pills. No. Not Blue Chews. But tablets.
Chewable.
Like tablet. An iPad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
An iPad is not chewable.
It's
though.
An iPad. It's a rugged iPad that comes preloaded with pornography of all types on it.
Oh, nice.
Designed to get your dick hard.
Like you wouldn't believe, Chief.
In a way that your bitch never could.
Your dick will be unnaturally chemically hard.
The one thing I love about getting my
It'll dick, hurt.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing I love, it's when I get my dick hard via pills.
To have some of the most passionless sex.
To
go through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of shit you'll be able to do.
Just to be fucking getting your dick hard the way you used to be able to, where it just works. And then in your mind, you're composing passive-aggressive emails to your CPA while you're fucking somebody. And they're like, this is bad. And you're like, yeah, I don't even care.
I forgot we were fucking.
I completely forgot.
I'm getting ready to play fucking Rainbow Road on Mario Kart.
I'm the Rainbow Road and then sigh in the middle of the day for some reason. Just a lot of sighing.
Yep.
And then someone close to me will say, what's wrong? And you'll say, good question.
That's a great question.
I didn't even realize I was making so much noise.
But you know what isn't wrong? My dick being soft.
But, yeah.
Because that's despite right. my brain constantly telling me I need to kill myself.
Let's see if we can just drain some of this fluid out of
my dick stays
fluid,
hard.
I just have bruises on my knees.
Your knees look horrible.
They look fucking...
You look like an old lady.
You do. You look like an old woman.
You said my knees are big.
You have an old lady knee, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Someone buzzed.
Well, you have one of the weirdest knees.
I'm at work.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I'm at work.
You literally you should be wearing those big socks.
I'm at work, and all I can do is
to hold the swelling
down. Check Amazon to see if I have any packages arriving. BlueChew.com, by the way, brought to you by my Amazon packages.
Brought to you by Nick ordering extra small condoms.
I did not order extra.
I'm looking at his order right now. The Okamoto Crown Company's extra small condoms.
What is the Okamoto Crown Company?
It's a type of Japanese condom that you use.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that you should get them special made. They're Japanese, so they're smaller, but you have them even smaller.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is. I'm only annoyed that they're ringing my doorbell excessively.
Don't pretend you don't know what it is. You know what the Okamoto condom is, the extra small condoms.
I have no... No,
you got the extra small condoms.
I'll tell you, I
Amazon.
Did order weights, more, mm-hmm. even more weights to my house.
That's awesome.
But I, the tracking number has not been updated.
Uh-oh.
And I swear to fucking God, if that's them trying to, if I like, go get a goddamn
you
delivery
missed your
thing.
Weights?
What kind of weights?
Just adjustable dumbbells.
Nice.
Yeah, because it says there was a delay. They were supposed to be delivered today. But you know who would never do this? Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Because what they would do is send you dick tablets
mm-hmm.
in a discreet packaging without any of the hassle of the doctor's, the visit to the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all online. You tell some, you know, registered nurse
but I guarantee
that
you,
your cock is small and shriveled up even this, when you're in love.
This is people fucking canvassing for the fucking election.
That's true.
That's true. What that is.
That's what that is?
Yeah, probably.
By the time you'll have heard this, it will be over. God.
It'll be over. We'll already have.
We will have written in Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice
that
Yang.
Would be cool.
Andrew Dice Yang will be the fucking.
Hickory Chinkory Chalk.
No.
But it's Andrew. It's okay because he's saying.
Oh, I see. I would have maybe something with $1,000 of pussy a month.
1,000 chips delicious. Remember Chips Ahoy?
Yep.
1,000 chips delicious.
I remember that.
That's where you're going with that, right?
No.
Oh.
Like $1,000, you get $1,000
yeah.
from Andrew Yang a month, right? He's gonna cut all.
I think you get it a year now. I think poor people now get $2,000 a year.
Isn't that just the earned income tax credit?
I think that's what he's promising.
Andrew Slang.
He can promise to suck this dick as far as I'm concerned, and I still wouldn't rank him. How about that? Number one, Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, number one, Andrew Dice Clay. Number two,
Okay, so BlueChew.com.
Oh, yeah.
No in-person
number two,
BlueChew.com.
That's who I want to be mayor.
No in-person doctor visits, no awkward conversation. Skip the pharmacy. You get them delivered directly to your door in discreet packaging. It's the same active ingredient as
Cialis,
Tadalafil, or Sildenafil. You got your choice. You can pick either one. You can get as many as 90 pills a month.
Which is the appropriate amount.
Which is correct. I don't think it's that, but you can get a lot of fucking goddamn pills.
Just max it out. Just, make sure your cock is hard,
Look,
man. The world's going to end. We're not going to make it to being old. We're not going to need these pills because we're going to be dead.
That's the stimmy.
Get your dick hard now while you still can.
That's the stimmy. It goes right for you. You do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm. So use promo code CUMTOWN.
Promo code CUMTOWN at BlueChew.com.
/pussy, yeah.
And I think they even, like, you can even go to, like, go.bluechew.com.
No, that's the other,
No, they sent me a thing. Here.
They didn't, you're lying.
No, here it is, here's the email now. Gina is on vacation, so I'm reaching out instead. Oh, wait, no, this is the wrong one. Here we go, here's the email.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, would you and Stavros be interested in coming on the Anthony Cumbia show?
What?
I thought I'd reach out and see
Why
if you're
don't
interested.
They want me?
We'd love to have you on.
Wait, that's from Blue Chew?
This is from Eric Nagel at Compound Media.
Okay.
Why doesn't Anthony
Send
Cumbia
Adam.
Here we go. We got...
Would you go on the Cumbia show, Adam?
Yeah, to tell him what's what.
There
I
we
would.
Go.
I would go on the show and I would teach him the error of his ways.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd really turn things around for him.
He would go Dr. Phil on him?
Yeah, I would Dr.
Damn,
Phil.
I gotta say, I feel horrible after eating
I
all
feel
that
fucking
candy.
Terrible,
I feel
dude. It was very, it was funny.
My
in
head
the beginning.
Is buzzing.
I feel like absolute dog shit. I haven't had candy.
All right,
that
all
much
right.
candy for
here we
like
go.
Six
go to,
months.
Here we go. Here's the link. HTTPS important. /... /UTM_source=cumtown and UTM_medium=podcast and UTM_campaign=RA -comedy and UTM_content=coupon code -cumtown and coupon =cumtown.
So, yeah, why don't so you just, much easier than using yeah, promo code.
Go to that
very
link.
Simply go to https colon forward slash forward for that www.bluechew.com/?utm source equals cumtown and UTM medium equals podcast and UTM campaign equals ra-comedy and UTM underscore content. Oh, sorry. Here we go. go.bluechew.com/cumtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the first one better.
And if that doesn't work, you can call, I think, Gina, but she may be on vacation.
She's on vacation.
Gina's on vacation.
But someone else will reach out.
If you call, ask for Gina.
Ask for Gina and tell him that Stav sent you.
Don't tell him I sent you.
Tell him Stav. And then go to patreon.com/Stavros.
That's right.
Patreon.com/cumtown.
I should do patreon.com/Stavros before should. Some Greek guy gets it.
Yeah, right. Some guy that's trying to buy a child bride.
Help me to get right, yeah. pure.
Bluechew.com. Get it. The dick stuff.
Get your dick hard get like your dick you hard. Wouldn't believe.
Okay. All right. And we're back.
And we're back.
And let's start the show.
I'm gay. Oh shit, dude! Some guy.
And not only I'm fucked up about the candy, but also if I miss my delivery of my weights, this is gonna be that's gonna be the weight vest. Remember how fucking fat I was before I got that weight vest? Mm-hmm. And look at me now. I'm disgusting.
You're so gross.
I'm filled with candy. Nobody will ever have any kind of affection towards me. They'll always think I'm disgusting. Because
you're fat.
Because I'm fat.
It has you're nothing disgusting. To do with your other any of your other personality traits.
Because I'm morbidly
it's
obese.
Because of your disgusting body.
At 163 pounds, I'm morbidly obese.
Oh, man, dude. Some guy named Stavros Korokithakis has patreon.com/Stavros. Mm. He joined in 2013.
What does he do?
He's a patron of... He doesn't even have his own shit. He's a patron of... Kurza Gazgat in a nutshell.
What's that?
I don't know.
Do they make more money than us?
5 years ago, we started doing videos on some YouTube guys.
Cool. So I'm thinking a lot of people are making money going from our style of celebrity, podcast, lifestyle
gurus.
Guru kind of influencer celebrity going into the fighting space.
Fighting space.
Yeah.
Should we start doing that?
I'm thinking that maybe we should start doing celebrity boxing events against other...
Who do you think we could fight?
I'd fight Pod Save America.
Oh, I would fuck those guys up.
I would fuck them up.
Do you think there's somebody that we could get? How much money could we make?
You got to go for the biggest podcast, you know? It's like you got to go for the biggest guy on the block. And
knock
I would
him
fuck
out.
Up Michael Barbador.
Who the fuck is that?
Barbarado from the New York Times Daily.
I don't know who that is, but I'll fuck him up.
He's huge.
Is he?
I mean, his podcast is big.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
What about what's a true crime podcast we could fuck up?
I don't know.
Dude, how much money could we make? Could we make like $300,000?
Dude, I would beat the shit out of Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
The girl,
be awesome. You'd be the right same. In you and her fight, are in the same weight
in
class.
In an agreed to mutual fight,
you would have to fight a woman.
Yeah.
And now there's got to be a podcast that has another fat guy that I could fight.
I guess so.
Who's a podcast fat guy I could fight?
What's the guy? Maddie Matlock.
Who's that?
The chef.
Is he a podcast guy?
Just
You think I should fight Matty Matheson? Is that who you're saying?
Yeah, maybe him.
Yeah, you can fight him.
I don't... Let's see. How big is Matty Matheson?
Hey, I'm going to get rid
He's
of...
39.
I'm literally going to get rid of my doorbell.
Why?
Because it's not, I don't answer the door.
How would you know if anyone's...
Like, oh, he's 5'6". I'm taller than him.
Well, settle down.
I am, bitch. Relax. First of all, you need to settle. Let me hit you with the Uno reverse card.
You're the same height.
We settle down. Why?
Because you're the same height.
I'm taller than you.
Nick's half an inch taller than you. Or an inch.
Adam.
What?
The snake.
Stay out of this, dude.
The snake and the mongoose.
The snake and the chipmunk versus the boss hog.
Against the pig.
Against the boss hog.
Against the pig that lives in a mansion with an old woman.
The garden snake. The garden snake and the fucked up little chipmunk versus the boss hog.
This is what I love. It took 5 minutes and we already came up with a better story than all of Native Americans came up with in thousands of years.
For everyone wondering, we are referencing the next episode. Patreon, which you want to sign up for.
Definitely, because we went out to lunch and got Korean food after
that. And then
we had candy, and then somebody rang my doorbell. I haven't gotten enough pussy this weekend.
We're fucking pissed off.
I'm having a temper tantrum.
Because we have, like, babies who don't get their naps. We didn't get pussy this weekend.
I didn't get enough pussy this week. And the answer is no. I will not be doing the Anthony Cumia show. I should just respond to that email, but now, no. I feel like they can, if this will be the test.
He's listed at 5'6", 211 pounds? No way.
No, that guy's fatter
than that. So you're twice as heavy as he is and an inch shorter.
I'm 265 and I'm taller, an inch taller. And I will fuck him up.
Wow.
He's also an Aquarius, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So we're the same sign.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Are you sure you're not a Dairy Queenius?
Dairy Queenius? Yes, I am.
It's an owl. Ow.
My teeth hurt.
I just hit myself in the face with a microphone.
That's what you get.
But it's,
I do that.
That's
all
what you get for your rude comments.
Are you sure you're an Aquarius and not a Dairy Queenius?
That's what you get for your rude little comments.
That is what you got.
Damn, I would fuck his wife's cute too. And then one of the questions is Maddie Matheson gay on mddailyrecord.com? Maddie Matheson isn't gay, and his sexual orientation is very straight. He has three children as well.
Just a big fat, gay guy at his computer, with his penis out, like about to masturbate to Maddie Matheson. Be like, let me just see if he's gay.
Yeah,
his sexual orientation is
very straight. He has three children. He is married to his childhood love, whose name is Trish Spencer. All these pieces of evidence lead to the fact that he is straight. I love how it's written like a sixth grader's report.
Well, it's because all the non-Wikipedia wikis are all written by Indian, like, teenagers.
Yeah.
That's how you end up with the fucking licorice guy saying that he's homosexual.
Yeah. Who you are. You're right. I'm the boss hog. You're Lord Licorice. I forgot about that.
No, we're talking about animals.
You're Lord Licorice.
We're talking about
the
animals.
The little chipmunk.
I'm the mongoose. Look, you agreed you're a pig.
I'm the boss hog.
I'm a snake.
So what? The pig's got a job?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
He's a wild boar.
He's a manager. You're a managerial pig.
No, I'm not. I'm the boss hog.
You're Mr. Lundgardner, but a pig.
It's not a formal title. It's a title of respect. Okay? There's no industry that I'm the boss of.
Who? Who respects
I'm the boss
you?
Of the whole forest.
Who?
That you little fuckers walk around in.
Who?
All the other animals.
Ooh.
Except the fucked up.
Name one.
The gay little chipmunk.
Name one.
All the other animals.
Name
the,
one.
The birds.
No, none of them.
The elk.
Name one of the birds.
Spencer the fucking woodpecker.
No, that's not
Spencer the woodpecker
no,
respects me.
I've asked around.
No, dude. Spencer the woodpecker respects me. Fucking George the fucking blue jay.
Mm-hmm.
Carla the hummingbird. They're all pro me being the boss hog.
That's not.
And they all think you're a gay little fucking chipmunk. They all told me that.
Mm-hmm. No, none of this checks out.
It all checks out.
This sounds like a typical pig sty.
No, I love a pig sty.
Yeah, you have, but it's the kind of your eye.
Because I roll around in mud.
It's the kind of your eye that prevents you from seeing.
No, it's mm-hmm. not.
First
My
of
vision
all,
is clear.
The pig is, you're a domesticated farm animal.
I am not
animal.
Domesticated.
You have no
I am
business.
A wild boar who rules the forest.
You have no business in the forest.
I have the fucking strength, but I don't use it to violence against the
no,
animals
they let
in the
you,
forest.
They let you live in the house. And you. Sleep.
I go into the house
sleep,
to get snacks sometimes.
You sleep with the old lady.
Sometimes if I want, I fuck an old lady.
They put you in a baby
and I sometimes
crib next
I,
to you.
And sometimes it's nice to sleep in a bed, but I don't live there.
Mm-hmm. And they—that's
not where I stay.
A pig in a sailor outfit.
I stay outside. I do wear a sailor outfit. Mm-hmm. That's been documented because it looks cool, and because it helps other people to know that I'm the boss hog.
I'm the mongoose that wears like one of the outfits from Contra.
You're
I'm
a chipmunk.
The red Contra.
No, you're a chipmunk with a gay little beret.
No,
it's not the outfit from Contra.
No, it's a Contra outfit. And
Adam is a garden snake that's lubed up because he goes into guys' asses sometimes.
No. I'm thinking about
I'm
that furry Russian
python.
Snake.
You're not at all. You're a little garden snake,
python.
And you're covered in avocado oil, and a gay guy fucks his own ass with you
python.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of the most.
No, you're not.
A lot of people say I'm poisonous. No,
you're
I'm not
poisonous.
I'm
you have
venomous.
No venom. You have
I'm
no.
Venomous.
You have no teeth.
I am. What do you mean no teeth? So I'm a worm.
You're basically a worm.
No.
You're one step up above a worm. You're a big worm essentially. And I did you the favor of calling you a garden snake.
Well, thanks.
But
for
you have to
big.
Go in. But you are a big worm. But you have to go into the fucking details and find out some truths you didn't want to discover.
What, which
that you're
like
a worm,
what?
Not even a snake.
I'm
How
not
about
a worm.
That?
I'm a reticulated
it makes a little
python.
No, you're a big
and
worm.
And yes, you're right. I'm not. I don't kill with my venom. I kill through strangulation.
No, You don't have the strength.
I do.
Nope. You rummage through the shit of other animals and take the nutrients that they shit out.
Well,
that's
good
what
eats.
You do.
No?
And I, meanwhile, rule the forest as a benevolent, wild, powerful being. Sometimes I go into the
cows.
House and I eat apple cores from the rich old lady, and okay. Sometimes I eat her pussy too. Sometimes I put my tusk in her pussy, but in a gentle way, and she
okay.
beats off.
Okay.
But I also get a lot of pig pussy, by the way.
I feel like there's been a lot of tension on this episode.
No, there
and
hasn't.
Maybe,
no, there hasn't.
Maybe we can. Nick, are you asleep?
I'm hibernating as a mongoose.
Okay, we need to.
You're a chipmunk?
No, mongoose. Chipmunks don't hibernate.
Exactly.
In fact, chipmunks, they don't even sleep, whereas the mongoose dreams cushily.
Oh.
At 40 minutes and 38 seconds.
The mongoose.
As to be emailed to Gina later.
The mongoose dreams cushily.
The mongoose dreams of electric pussy.
That's awesome.
Wow, that'd be sick. Yeah. If
and it's awesome because
electric.
That's true because you're not a mongoose.
Mm-hmm.
The chipmunk dreams of regular cock.
Yeah. Do androids dream of electric pussy? Do androids nut pussily? Cushydreams.com is a. Why don't you guys talk about it?
It's a good website.
It's a good website that sells a good product.
One of the best products.
And that product is CBD flower.
High quality CBD flower. But, you don't. What are you, one of these assholes that wants a gummy or a vape,
mm-hmm.
like a baby?
And the cat sucks my penis and my penis is hard.
And my penis is hard.
My little boy sucks my dick and my bones. Go ahead, Adam. Take it away. About
Cushy
Dreams.
This is high quality. It's developed in a lab. That has
the Wuhan lab.
No leaks. Zero leaks in this lab.
No, this shit doesn't get sneak off. This is fucking lab tested, lab approved.
Mm-hmm.
The highest percentage of fucking whatever the fuck, not THC, but shit that makes you feel good. Maybe they're called cannabinoids.
CBD, they got different strains. Hustle, relax, peace, create.
Dream. Pussy get.
Imagine.
Imagine I have a penis.
Imagine I'm not gay.
I'm getting pussy all the time.
Imagine that I'm straight.
I do not want to fuck guys. But I get my dick sucked.
Imagine.
By girls. You may say that my dick is small.
Anyway,
but I'm not, no. But I'm not the only one.
Imagine kissing my asshole like it was a girl's mouth. You can practice kissing on my asshole. Cushy Dreams, they do the... Either get a tin or a pre-roll.
You got a 3.5 grand tin.
Yeah.
Tin. You got fucking pre-rolls that are a gram. You
known,
got
known
half
commonly
gram.
As an eighth.
An eighth on the street.
Eighth, nitrogen-packed.
Mm-hmm.
Preserved pre-roll. They got the half gram pre-roll joints.
My favorite, my personal favorite.
Those are nice. You hit, put a movie on, blast one of those,
mm-hmm.
gets you in the right headspace to just, you know, at least put the phone down, watch the movie, wait to wake up the next day.
Yep. Curse it because you're like, fuck, I'm awake.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
It's still going, the movie. The pre-rolls are good because they come in like, what, five or six in a little pack?
Yeah, something like that.
And
like a pack of smokes.
It's enough. Yeah, you can smoke all of them while watching The Assassination of Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you get a free copy of that on DVD when you go to CushyDreams.com.
If you spend over $50.
If you spend over $1,000 at CushyDreams.com, they send you a free DVD copy of The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
That's pretty cool.
Directed by
Casey Affleck.
By John Woo.
Oh, mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah, it's got
John
doves.
Woo?
Yeah.
A lot of doves.
Mm-hmm.
So the doves flying.
They should have had Chow Yun Fat in
as Jesse James.
My dick fat.
That would be pretty
sick. That would be fucking tight, dude. Do That'd a Western badass. And you just have like Wild Bill Hickok played by Jet Li.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
And he's like, I've heard that someone has told you that I am what you are, I am wild. They're like, okay, good. Cut, yeah.
Cut, we got it. Time to all hang out and smoke cushy dreams together.
Time to smoke cushy dreams.
On the set and of this movie.
That's, nailed the line, yeah, gently. You're one. You sound exactly like Wild Bill.
You sound exactly like Wild Bill.
Jet Li was one take master. Yeah.
And it's probably because of all the CBD you smoked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that you have been told from many that I am what you'd call wild.
So, if you want to be like Jet Li,
yeah,
go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y dreams.
The Assassination of Jet Li James.
And
buddy.
Use the promo code, The Assassination of Jet Li James by the coward Chow Young Fat.
By the coward Jackie Chan.
Wow.
The Coward, starring Jackie Chan. And he's like, he's just walking along, and he's seeing like a woman getting raped, and he's like, oh, and he's like,
he's running away.
Yeah. Well, he's not running away, but he's like stepping in trash cans and then like slipping on a banana peel.
That scene where he keeps stepping in poo and police story one is very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And the woman's like, oh, help me. Jackie, help me. And he's like, I'm a coward. I'm a coward.
So he doesn't help the woman?
He does. He tries to, but he's a coward.
Right. So that's brave.
So the guy's just,
and then he makes up for it by buying a tuxedo.
Wait, what was the tuxedo?
The rest of the movie is him just wearing a tuxedo around to feel better about himself.
Oh, he buys it as a little gift to himself.
Yeah, to feel
better.
For
not stopping a rape, he buys himself a tuxedo.
And that's the premise.
And it does everything. And it really brightens his day.
The premise of The Coward starring Jackie Chan.
It's like 7 minutes of a horrific rape scene that he's like, whoa, slipping on banana peels. And then the rest of the movie is just him having a really nice day in a tuxedo.
You look like a James Bond. Thank you. And you can check that out at cushydreams.com. Yep. They'll send you a free copy.
Check it out.
With DVD commentary by Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he played the president, so you know you can trust him.
The hell is this guy? Is Chinese or something?
What is this guy, Chinese?
That's not even close.
What is this guy, Chinese? I don't even know who we're doing.
Martin Sheen.
Where is No, that's dead on, dude.
I believe
what is this guy, Chinese?
You know, you're doing Vladimir Putin.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe a different guy.
What is this, Chinese?
That guy.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. That guy's.
You didn't stop the rape. You let the rape happen. Jackie, you let the rape happen.
Okay.
Zakaru, you let the rape happen.
I'm Iron Man. I'm Iron Man. Texas.
No, come on, man.
I mean, come on. Now I can't.
Yeah,
I
what
just
the
could
hell?
Never reference.
No, of course you
a guy we've known. I've known for fucking 15 years right, because of something that happened.
I
online.
Say go off.
Come
go
on.
Off. No. I don't know why I said that. Honestly, shame on me.
Adam's like, come on, dude. You should be able to text children.
It's only half
come on,
him.
Man. You should help kids with their homework.
It's only
you
half
be
him.
Able to help kids with their homework.
It's Iron Man, Texas.
Yeah.
It's Robert Downey, Texas.
Robert Downey, Texas.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between the two of them.
Yeah.
I'm Chinese. The thing about me is I'm Chinese.
Who is that? Was that
is
Reagan?
That
I don't know, dude.
Are you trying to do Reagan?
I'm Chinese.
Mr. Gorbachev.
I'm doing John McCain.
I'm Chinese.
I'm Chinese.
CushyDreams.com, promo code cumtown. Cumtown penis.
Cumtown. Cumtown.penis.pussy.org.
If you want to find out the promo codes, go to cum.town and also go to patreon.com/cumtown, and all of the codes will be listed there. CushyDreams.com, smoke your CBD
because you can.
4846.
I am Chinese.
So they had that summit. Did you guys?
The Pussy Getting Summit?
The Pussy Getting Summit. Biden versus Putin. You see that?
No.
I didn't see it either.
What summit?
Well, I don't know. Biden chilled with Putin?
He did?
Yeah.
Yo,
Putin was sitting there and he's just like, and Biden's like, all right, man.
Nice.
All right, man. That sounds good, man.
Sounds good.
That's why we're friends here, and my friend here, he's saying to me, zibbity zap, zibbity babbity bap.
What kind of Russian?
And I said, that sounds like jazz music. I just learned about Juneteenth.
Sounds like he's scatting.
And we shared our culture.
Yes.
I said, you sound like Scatman Crothers. You ever see the movie The Shining? I fucked the bitch from that movie. That's why she's crazy. I raped her. It's a secret.
I raped Shelley Duvall.
I told Putin just because I said, look, this is all off the record, but I raped that Tara Reid woman. As long as we're here.
Just as a show of good faith.
I said,
I'm going to admit a little secret to you.
Both going to tell each other.
I'm going to do a secret to you, and you do a secret to me. My secret is I raped Tara Reid. I fingered and raped Tara Reid at gunpoint. Now you tell me, what are the codes to the missiles?
Come on, man.
It's a
good trade.
Come on, man. How come you can't even... Yeah, let me see. Just pull out your cock. You got pictures of my son's cock.
Let me see your kid's cock. Mm. By the way, Hunter was up to some not chill text exchanges.
What did he say?
Everyone got mad because he called like an Asian person yellow, but also he was literally buying people. It was like he was buying pussy.
Humans?
Yeah,
he was like, buying sex slaves, and he was like, no yellow.
And he was like, no yellow. And people were like, can you believe he said yellow? It's like, A, yes, I can. He's a fucking crack addict from Delaware. B, he's literally buying human beings. And the guy
What do you mean, buying to own? Or he's like,
I think
going
to fuck
like,
for the evening. But the guy was describing it like, dude, she's like, he was talking about it like it was a different types of sandwiches. He was like, oh, she's fire.
Yeah, she's
got like,
provolone.
Literally, yeah. She's got a little fucking mozzarella in her pussy hole. Mm. But I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
That's pretty messed up, dude.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Imagine.
I'm just
going to
keep thinking about that hot sprinter.
Imagine my penis is small.
Imagine that I don't get pussy.
Imagine raping a girl. And then Jackie Chan does nothing.
Sounds like a good ass movie.
It sounds like a good movie.
Or maybe then he gets a tuxedo and get some food.
Yeah.
That is a spot.
About a movie called Brush
door.
Hour. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's about a Chinese guy with big ass teeth, and it's how long it takes him to brush his teeth. He's all, oh, wow, this is all okay.
That's really good.
Just a big pair of buck teeth, and he's got like a normal toothbrush, and it's just like, you know, yeah. Well, I don't get every part.
Yeah,
I don't get every part. Yeah,
brush
it's a whole hour.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Tucker is his dentist.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Those are big ass teeth.
You gotta brush at least an hour. That's gonna take you a whole hour.
Okay, all right. How about the fuxedo? And it's a, and it's a suit that makes him fuck.
I love that.
I like that.
Yeah. There's some other Jackie Chan movies.
The Spy Next Door. And
which is the one in Brooklyn?
How about Police Toy
Rumble
Story?
Rumble in the Bronx.
Police Toy
Rumble
Story.
In the Bronx.
Toy Police Story, right?
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan, he plays a Chinese guy that just moved to America, and he thinks toys are illegal, but he likes them. So he's playing with toys, and then like somebody's like, oh, the police are coming. And so he shoves like Woody and Buzz and all them
up his ass
to hide them.
But, I thought I was going there.
Yeah.
And they tickle his prostate
and
to
they
get
do.
Out.
And he's like, oh, and he's just, you know,
he's
clumsy.
And shit.
We're like, is that Chinese guy with a bunch of toys shoved up his ass? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, he's Jackie Chan. They're like, he's doing one of
he's
his.
A national
he's doing
hero.
His own stunts.
He's also a really good singer.
Is that so?
He is.
Yeah, he's a top recording artist in China.
That's how he learned English.
Yeah.
It was by singing.
Yeah.
I want pussy.
That's actually true. He did all the music in Mulan. I'm not kidding.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm not kidding.
Jackie Chan did not do the music to Mulan, dude.
He literally did, dude.
That's all the songs.
No chance, bro.
Yeah, I'll make a man out of you. It's Jackie Chan.
It's all Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
I know. I mean, I know it sounds
like... I pray to God that's real.
It is real, dude. He is, no, it is real. Dude, Jackie Chan is like their Jamie Foxx.
Dude, no, he isn't.
Yeah, he's a quadruple threat. he's a singer, he's an actor, he's a fighter, and he's a threat to all women.
Mm-hmm. I heard...
Is this his song?
This is Chinese Billy Joel's Jackie Chan.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. These are lyrics, in case you wanted to sing along.
They have it transliterated.
You get like a big ass boat, right? And you like you have like speakers, sound system.
Yeah.
And then you like go out on the bay and pull up right next to someone else's boat that's anchored and park your shit and just blasting this and just getting just getting trashed by yourself on the boat.
Just Chinese shit.
Don't say a word to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. It is like really good. Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That's very good.
Disney's classic Mulan flopped in China because audiences didn't think she looked Chinese enough. That's not even a joke. Wow. Oh, shit.
What? All right, Jackie.
Oh, man, Jackie can hit it.
Is this a
great
Jackie Chan song?
Yeah. This is his album... I love... Oh, I love the title of this song. Okay, I love you.
Wow, that song.
That
honestly
was a banger.
I know we say this for a lot of things, but that makes me want to do cocaine.
It rules knowing that these motherfuckers could just destroy our currency and then nuke us to hell.
Yeah.
I want that, dude.
Fuck my...
And then listening to this afterwards.
Dude, you know a bunch of them have laid pipe to that album.
You know what's crazy?
Absolutely.
You know what's awesome in China?
There's been like 300 million.
If you went on TV and you said, if you went on TV and said that this music sucks, you'd be thrown in jail. I mean, I love that. I kind of like that.
Yeah, dude. People don't really run their mouths over
because it's like you either got to have absolute freedom. You need to be like a free speech absolutist.
Yep.
Or you get thrown in jail for criticizing state-sponsored media.
I agree.
You know? I don't want this half-step bullshit.
Yes, sir.
Or this stuff where it's like, well, we have freedom of speech, but if you offend anyone in the slightest, we kick your legs out from under you in terms of economic means.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I would rather just be put in prison. Because at least then you could be a martyr. Instead of just a guy that then has to work at, like, AutoZone.
Right.
You know?
Get my dick sucked.
Also, this music rocks.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's really good.
It makes me horny.
Suck my wong right off. I heard it.
Woo! 无意识挂住你,
and if you want to write to come down, that's not enough.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it.
遗忘做戏,
I hope I get a cease and desist from Jackie Chan.
From the CCP?
Yeah.
I'd like to CC pussy.
I would like to CC some Chinese pussy.
me too, my brother. I love you.